dio la herramienta. Hello.
Oh, hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I saw they put a service credit on here for a free month, but it's the Facebook ads that we're having trouble with for $100. I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file or.
Yeah, the problem is, I signed up with Yelp.
Okay.
And they overcharged me a lot for,
social
media, every click, like, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was paying like $600 a month. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Make more money than me, so can't.
A lot, yeah.
And I don't get any leads or anything from them, so. I called them, told them to cancel, and he's like, no, it's a contract for 1 year. You have to keep paying it. I'm like, no. You guys tell me it's going to be, you're going to give me a couple months to try. If I like it, I keep it. If not, I can cancel anytime. No, that's not what we talk about. Like, nope. That's the U.S. supposed to be recording all the fucking phone calls. And then I had to cancel subscription with them.
Yeah.
And then they don't want it, and then I'm going to cancel my car because I don't want you to keep charging me for
services
that
I
don't
understand.
Get any relief. So,
That makes sense. So
then,
I can update your billing here. Do you have the new card on you now?
No, not yet.
You're still waiting, huh?
Yes. The problem is I canceled once because of that, and then I don't know, somehow they get a new card number. I don't even put them in any system. And this is going to be my fourth card. They leave
wow.
it in the bank because of that.
Oh, no.
I don't know how they get updated with my debit card and keep charging me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, really? And then I called the bank and like, can you please stop charges for this company?
Yeah.
I cancel them and then they keep charging me. I don't know how to get my new car and all that stuff. So
that's terrible.
I'm like, I'm going to put charges to you guys because I don't know how you guys get my information. And I don't give it to anybody and you guys got my information to charge me again.
Yeah, that's fraudulent.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, this is going to be the fourth time and I really mad about it because I need my car to keep working.
That's
how I buy my material to work and then they just keep charging me and I got to cancel my car and then I stopped working because I can't buy any materials because I don't have my debit card.
Oh, that's the worst. Well, what I'll do then,
yes.
George, is I'll send you another notification that talks about the payment failing. This one will have my extension on it, which is 777. That way, when you get the card, you can call me and I'll update it for you. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up sometime next week. There's a very important part of your campaign that they need you to do, and they've been calling you and emailing, and it hasn't been done yet. It's about doing the live video verification from Google. So what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way that you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So there's a link in that email that says live video verification where you would just connect with a Google rep. You show them a couple of quick documents that you're a valid business in Graham, and then they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, now we can publish the listing. So please get that done as soon as you can because once you do, you're going to see much better results. Do you want me to resend that email? The most recent one was sent 3 days ago on the 27th. But
I saw that, but I was doing a little shell painting, and I wasn't able to do videos.
Okay, but you can typically do a video. You just couldn't do it when the email came in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
One question. A few days ago, somebody's calling me from Google, charging me $100 and not giving my wife information. Pain. I don't know if you guys, there was one of you guys, but.
It sounds to me like
something
that's a
like
scam call. Google doesn't call the general public, so I'm thinking that wasn't Google. It was somebody that was misrepresenting themselves as Google. So what I would do is find out who charged you that $100 and dispute it with your bank. Just so that you know, and you can tell your wife this too, we have a security question and answer on file here, and everyone that's a valid local slash employee has access to it. So if anybody calls you and they ask you for more money, just say, look, I want to verify that you're actually a valid employee there. What is my security question and answer? And just so you know, it's your mother's maiden name, which is Cortez. Okay. But if whoever's calling you doesn't have that security question and answer, then just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is doing my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they won't talk to me because they're a scam call, right? But that way you don't have to worry about paying somebody something, you know, that's not associated with us, because sometimes people will think that they are associated with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they tell me that they're associated with Google Voice and Apple Voice and all that stuff that they are from you guys. And I just even my wife is
so
weird.
No, that's not associated with us. You haven't paid us since July 26th, and that was for $249. The August 26th payment also is for $249, but they gave you a free month of the basic service, so they took off $149, which is why there's just $100 due now. And now I'm so sorry that you paid that other company, because you probably thought it was us, and it's not, you know?
Man.
Yeah. But the good news is, you know, you can call the bank and stop it if it's on your wife's card. You know, they have protection over that. And then I'll follow up with you next week to get this one squared away, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Have a nice Labor Day weekend coming up, too.
How you doing? Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.